Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today I'm going to share a 3-in-1 strategy for you that's going to help you get knowledge, visibility, and credibility all in one shot. And all of that is going to help you land more job interviews and job offers. So here's the thing. When you're a candidate and you are going after target roles at a company, your goal is to A, illustrate as much value as you possibly can, and B, be as prepared as you possibly can. So the biggest thing here is that a lot of candidates are using the same methods to get in the door with companies, right? They're applying for jobs online, you know, tweaking their resume, tweaking their cover letter, hitting easy apply on LinkedIn and all that good stuff. And then they wait until they get the interview to actually start preparing for the interview. So there's two things wrong with this. One, when we do the same thing that everybody else is doing, we're going to have a much harder time standing out because we're all doing the same stuff, right? And then on top of that, if we're only preparing for interviews when we get the interview, we're drastically reducing the amount of time that we actually have to prepare. Whereas if we start preparing for these interviews ahead of time, we can get a head start on all the questions we might be asked, how we might be answering them, our story, our narrative, these examples, right? So this strategy, the 3-in-1 strategy I'm going to talk about today, is actually going to help you solve for both of these buckets. So here's how it's done. First, I want you to make a list of every role-related interview question that you might be asked. So there's a couple of ways to find these questions. One, you can use Glassdoor's interview reviews to find the questions. So if you go to glassdoor.com, you find your company, you go to the interview tab, you can look through all the reviews, and in each review, there should be a header for the questions that they were asked. So you can just make a list of every single question that you see in each of those reviews. Next, you can just run a Google search for job title interview questions, right? So if you're looking to be a user experience designer, you could just type in user experience interview questions, and then you'll get a bunch of listicles that'll have all of these role-related interview questions for your specific job title. So what you're going to do now, you're going to add every single one of those questions that you find to a spreadsheet or a doc, and you're going to house that for reference. That takes us to the second step of the strategy, which is to start drafting up a LinkedIn post that answers each interview question that you have saved. So what you're going to do here is you're going to take this slowly. You are going to draft one post at a time. I want you to give yourself a max of 1,300 characters for your answer. And what you're going to do is just go out, do the research that you need, think through your approach here, and then turn it into a post. And make a goal to write one post every single day. Now, what this is going to do is this is essentially going to force you to go out there and figure out the way that you would answer this question because you're actually going to turn it into a post. So you need to think through specific storylines that you might want to share, specific examples you might want to share, specific data you might want to share. And then when you consolidate into a post, a couple of things are going to happen. One, you can share this post on LinkedIn, which is the third step in our process. But two, you're also going to get a lot of visibility here. So moving into the third step there, I want you to start sharing these posts on LinkedIn after you have a backlog. So once you've written about 5 to 10 of these answers, you should start putting those posts, these answers on LinkedIn, and then you should rinse and repeat. So every single day you should show up, you should write a new post, and then you should share a post on LinkedIn. And when you do this, you're basically getting yourself a 3-for-1 deal. So first, you're pushing yourself to get educated on your new field by going out there, doing the research, doing everything that it takes to actually write a cohesive post that answers this question. You are getting the knowledge that you need. You are becoming a better expert. You are honing your skills in this field. Second, you're preparing your answers to these interview questions ahead of time, right? By writing out these LinkedIn posts, you're essentially giving yourself the start of an answer that you can then either use or build on as you get that interview, and then you can really dive deeper into prep. But you've already run through a bunch of these questions ahead of time, so you have a head start. You're already starting to do this prep well in advance of landing that interview, and that's going to make you much more effective when it comes to the big day and actually sealing the deal. And then third, your posts on LinkedIn have the chance to get in front of thousands of connections and recruiters and potential referrals, right? And as you start to post these consistently, you're going to get seen by more people. You're going to start building a following. You're going to get more and more views that are going to compound, and opportunities are going to come to you. People are going to follow this journey. People are going to see that you're becoming more of an expert in this specific space, and people are going to want to bring you in for more opportunities. So you're actually going to increase your ability to network, to get in front of the people who can refer you in for this job, while you're also preparing for these answers and educating yourself on this new field at the same time. And the best part about the strategy is that anyone can do this. You don't need any experience. You don't need any prerequisites. All you need to do is get started, because you're essentially teaching yourselves these topics and these answers from scratch if you are starting from scratch. And even if you're not starting from scratch, you're building out these narratives and these examples so you can be more effective at communicating them when the big day comes around. So that's it for today. I hope this gave you some food for thought. This truly is one of the biggest bang for your buck strategies that we shared on the podcast so far. So I hope you'll give it a shot. I know it seems like a lot of work, but it is going to be 100% worth it. So that's it for today. Again, thank you as always for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.